Hi, this is David. I've started a few small businesses over the years, including this podcast, and the situation is always the same. Every day another urgent task pops up and your to-do list is never-ending. Shopify wasn't around when I got started as an entrepreneur, but I wish it had been, because it would have made my life a whole lot easier. How so? Well, with Shopify, you have instant access to hundreds of templates that make building an online store easy. Not just a beautiful storefront, but one that converts visitors into paying customers. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even improve your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you, not to mention tools for managing inventory, international shipping, processing returns, and a whole lot more. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Little Builders by Dorothy Grenside, published in 1916. Some people think it is strange when I talk about the joy of work. They've begun to look on work as wearisome and dull, as something to be hurried over, so that they can get back to their games, TV, and relaxation. So I feel compelled to keep repeating that work is the builder of joy. Why? Because it is the builder of those qualities which alone can bring you joy. Therein lies its value. It is not so much the work you do that is of real importance, as the growth of the spirit that results from it. For whether you grow strong of purpose or feeble of will depends upon the energy with which you labor, not upon the kind of work that you may do. Therefore, you shouldn't judge a person by whether the world has called them great or not. For some of the noblest of the world's great women and men have lived and died unnoticed. Remember that the world can never build you. You have to build yourself. Sometimes I hear people say, "I wish I had something to do." Yet there is work for everyone. If you are idle, I am afraid that it's because you will not do the work that lies ready and waiting at your hand. If the work of a lifetime be hidden from you, there is always the task of today. It may not be just the work you would choose, but if it comes to you unsought, you may be sure that it is the very work of which you are in need. There is no work, however humble, that is not worth the doing, and it is always wise to bear in mind that if it seems wearisome or dull, it is you yourself that make it so. For everything has interest if you know the way to find it. Every morning fix your mind on just one thing you mean to do, and at night look back over your day to see if you have carried out your purpose. If so, you may sleep with a happy heart, even if your work be nothing greater than the mending of something broken, or the watering of your garden. Make up your mind to do something. Don't idle away your time with no true aim or clear idea of what you mean to do. For idleness is the outcome of a lazy mind and the stumbling block that lies in the way of building your perfect self. Work is neither great nor small, so long as it is needed. It has an inner spiritual side, and leads you to the infinite spirit of good, so that even if your task be only the digging of a ditch, or the sewing on of a button, your spirit may be climbing to the hilltops as you work. It is only through work that the spirit of good can shine through your outer shell. For work is the channel through which your life force pours. Every time you say impossible and lay aside your tools, you block the outlet of that force and check its power. You must try to work for the love of the work and not for the praise of others. Don't look up to point out the amount of work that you've done, but only pause to give a cheery word to the one who works beside you. I hope that you will always be one of those who gives help, rather than the one who claims it, one of the bearers of burdens, rather than one who needs another's help to bear. If you work in fullness and not by halves, doing the simplest task earnestly and faithfully, it will help you to sow a seed of strength in the heart of a weaker person. You will make your corner of the world a little sweeter and a little happier, more filled with the infinite spirit of good. There is no work that is unworthy of the God within, if it be work for the common good. There is no task so mean that it is not spiritual and blessed, if it helps the good to grow. If you miss greatness in your task, it is because you have failed to see that it is linked to the work of every other human being, and that everyone is working a little part that forms a fragment of the work of all the world. So love your work and do it joyfully, for it shares the majesty of all great tasks and the grandeur of all humble, simple toil.